Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Abundant Truth Broadcast with host Roger Gale Evans. Join us as we stand in defense of the gospel and herald the message of the Christian faith. Stay tuned for today's message.
And I sat in the service just looking at it. And the more I looked at it, I said, God, forgive me. I said, God, don't let somebody else do what I'm supposed to be doing. That means whatever drunkenness I think I got has got to come with me, because we're going to obey God. Because you got to understand something. The mystery with many of us is that you got your own deliverance. What do you mean by that? That the truth is you cannot get over you until you get to a certain place personally. No matter how much someone prays for you and prophesies over you, God, some of us, he got it set up that your growth will automatically result in your deliverance. But as long as you say, I can't grow, you can't get delivered. But as soon as you respond to God, you're going to be like Peter when he was in prison. He was in the inner prison, and he was there asleep. And the angel came and hit him. And it says, and when he stood up, the chains fell off. Some of you, you are never going to be free until you stand up and pursue what God has called for you to do. And as you stand up and pursue it, your chains are just going to fall off. There are many things that I spent time praying about. I found out they fell off when I obeyed God. Because when you obey God, the anointing is going to be on you. And there's nowhere in the world you can't keep getting in the anointing and not change. But the challenge is, what do you do? Because I probably in your eyes painted a real bad picture. What can I do if I'm up for intervention? Or if it's already been taken? The word of the Lord is coming. Because now it's time for a change. Let me tell you, if your stuff is gone, because sometimes you can, y'all know some of us been through it. You go outside, you see that tow truck going. There ain't no sense in calling the company back. They have outsourced that thing. It is gone. Some of you, God forbid, have had to come home and see that notice on your door. But one thing about God, he never leaves us with an out if we will take it. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 33, we read of a king by the name of Manasseh. Manasseh, though he was the son of Hezekiah, was very, very, very wicked. Everything that God told Israel not to do, he did it and then some. Some of y'all in here got that testimony. That even after you shouted and praised God, you still cussed, you still drank, you still went to the club, you still had what boy you wanted, you still had what man you wanted, still had what woman you wanted, you lied on taxes, you lied to the police, you lied to your parents, you lied to the pastor, you lied on your job, you stole, you did all of it, even after you, oh, I bless him. And that's why some of you want to put your stuff up for repossession, because you think God is calling for it. Because everything about your past is saying, I did everything opposite. But that's what Manasseh did. But one thing that intrigued me about Manasseh was this, that he did get put out the throne. And he was in jail. But Manasseh shows us how to get out of spiritual repossession. It says that while he was in his affliction, it says he besought the Lord and he humbled himself and he prayed unto God. And when he did it, it says that God heard him. And not only did God hear him, but they returned him It's a strange thing for a nation to come and overtake you and pull you down from king, and then all of a sudden turn around the ones that pulled you out of office put you back in office. And you find that the one of the most wicked kings that Israel and Judah ever had got such a restoration. And on this afternoon, those of you that will hear the word of the Lord, that will hear your God, he wants to bring you out of spiritual repossession. Even though he's the original repo man, but he's also the original man of restoration. He's the one that I can take it, but I sure know how to give it back to you. If you will seek me and only humble yourself before me and give me a true yes. Because after Manasseh came back into office, he started reforming the whole nation. On today, those of you that will respond to God, when you give him this yes, just make sure that when you go home, you put the reforms in. And you won't have to worry about anybody taking your anointing, taking your gift, taking your place. Because God has given it to you first so that you will be able to show forth his glory. Everyone stand.
Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true. Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true.
things ache, lurking outside your ex-wife's house like a common voyeur thing. Not my ex-wife, my wife, your widow. Placed this rather elemental fact some time ago. Very touching, and a sacred sweat. This little detour of yours, believe me, not healthy. Don't mess up the mind. Bad enough shit to begin with. I don't hire the handicapped, you know?
Shh.
You're gonna hear it.
You were scared I'd torture this whole 15 years? You were scared I'd take my trunk, why you don't set yourself on fire? Don't.